This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Texans potentially pulling off a 2023 Jags type of collapse. Is that something? Are we there yet where we are entertaining that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So you are there. Because I look at the
Texans.
Well,
you define it. Define what you mean by the Jags collapse. Are you talking about losing seven or straight, or are you talking about missing the playoffs?
Yeah, like the Jags were 8-3 and then just – they left here after winning against the Texans last year, and they were 8-3, and had a stranglehold in the division and missed the playoffs. Like, because right now the Texans are 7-5, they're 1-3 in their last four, their last five games, and as you so eloquently pointed yesterday, Clint, if they can lose the one they lost on Sunday, they can lose all of these. But their last five's at Jacksonville, home to the hot Dolphins, at Kansas City, and then home to Baltimore. Those three are in a 10-day span, and then they finish off at Tennessee, who just came in here and beat them at home. By the way, the Colts, who are 5-7, they're 1-4 in their last five. Their last five games, Clint, at New England, at Denver, home to Tennessee, at the Giants, and then home to the Jags. Mm. If they were somehow to run the table, that would get them to 10 wins. Do you think we're at a point where we even start entertaining the potential of what happened to the Jags last year?
I think we should entertain it. Yes. Mm. Yes. I think it should be entertained. Now I don't know even as bad as that schedule is, even though Denver's better than I think most give them credit for, maybe most acknowledge, but that schedule, I could see the Colts rattling off five wins. I could see them getting to 9 for sure. Which means the Texans need two more at the very least. And you know, where are you gonna find those? That game at the end of the year versus Tennessee could potentially mean something if I hear you right. But yeah, I think
are you ready? To go there?
I'm not
ready to
yes.
at least entertain it.
Yes, I'm trying not to be a prisoner of the moment. But when you look at like what all the issues are, I just don't know how. I don't know how you fix them. I mean, the defense is really good enough. The defense is good enough to win you a couple of games just single handedly if the offense just doesn't give the game away. But being completely honest, I mean, the defense is going to have to play lights out down the stretch.
Yeah, because I hadn't even entertained it. And
well, it's, you've only not entertained it because the Colts are so bad.
Yeah, and then you kind of, and then I knew that I knew the Colts had a favorable schedule to finish, but I, but like the loss to the Titans at home just kind of brought a lot to the table, to where you're like, hey, we'll see, and we'll see if Trevor plays on Sunday. I know Doug Peterson spoke about that. We'll see if Trevor plays on Sunday, but. I don't think I'm quite ready to entertain it yet. If they lose Sunday to the Jags, now it's all on the table. I'm not quite there yet, and I think it's because of what you said is the Colts have done nothing to really show signs of taking advantage of it and what they've done. Because they're, Clint, they're 1-4 in their last five. Like they. Yeah. That, you know, the Jets, that Jets game is the only one that they have won. But their schedule is definitely favorable. Are you ready to go there, Tyler? Are you ready to, are you at a point where you're entertaining that yet, or you haven't reached that point?
No, not, I'm not at that point, but I'm not saying that we shouldn't be. I mean, that could be my own biased fandom, but I mean, that would. It would have to be a massive collapse, even more yeah, like so in my eyes than 2023 Jags. Like that would.
Well, they went 1-1. I think they went 1-1 something.
Yeah, but then you factor in the other aspects, just like coming off, you know, having two guys win rookies of the year, coming off, you know, just the high emotion that was all of last season for the Texans. The Jags didn't have that in 2022 necessarily, at least not to that level in my eyes. So it, I mean, that would be. Sky has fallen, holy hell.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, Clint, and why, like I said, I'm a week away. Why I'm not entertaining that yet is they don't have the Texans behind them like the Jags did.
Yeah, they don't have that team chasing them down.
They have, it's the Colts.